to the village idiot who has his own version of history. Let's go to the videotape. I hesitate to even play this, but you have to know where this idiot's head is. Let's go to the videotape.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
Such incredible insights there from the cement head in chief. I mean, it's real. You know, on Hotwire, we just released, we had more information on some infighting in the FDA. And we lay out more proof that this whole scheme of schemes, CoronaCon, has been nothing but a scheme, but a money-making scheme for Big Pharma. And we've been on this for years, plural years. And so people out there say, oh, I know it's been a scheme. Yeah, well, we're the guys who told you it was a scheme before your so-called news providers understood and told you it was a scheme. We said it first. Well, they usually follow us. It takes 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years, sometimes up to 3.5 years for them to figure it out. But, hey, they're a little slow, you know. That's the way it works. You're probably that way in school, too, so don't worry about it. Nothing personal. You're slow out here, you get slaughtered. Sheep are slow. You're not going to make it if you're slow. You better find your feet fast or find somebody who can keep you moving. And one of the things we've been doing. But don't worry. Yeah, it's all downhill after Paul Harvey talks about the founding fathers. Let's go to Dr. Deborah Birx. She was the point person on the coronavirus task force, the White House coronavirus task force, under Super Trump. Yeah. Well, first, I think we should play our standard video in front of that. Let me move it over here. Kind of set it up. I love playing this. And then we'll play Birx under some questioning recently on the Hill. And you, I mean, this button seems appropriate.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
I was at the doctor on Friday for a checkup. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to two videotapes. Unbelievable.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Well, here's what I'm concerned with. Let me ask the question this way. When the government told the American people that people who had been vaccinated couldn't get it, were they guessing or were they lying?
I don't know. All I know is there was evidence from the global pandemic that natural reinfection was occurring. And since the vaccine was based on natural immunity, you cannot make the conclusion that the vaccine will do better than natural infection, although it can often do slightly better.
But I think you're an expert. You were on the task force. You were part of this effort when you were in the previous administration, and you're saying in this administration that you can't rule out the fact that our government was lying to us when they told us the vaccinated could not get the virus.
I don't know about their discussions that they had in the task force, so I can't tell you that. I can tell you as a family member who had individuals that were susceptible, of course we got everybody vaccinated, but we still use layered protection during surges because I knew potentially the vaccine immunity would wane like natural immunity waned. And there was evidence that every 4 months, reinfection was occurring in South Africa.
Wow. When the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't transmit it, was that a lie or was that a guess? Or is it the same answer?
I think it was hope that the vaccine would work in that way. And that's why I think scientists and public health leaders always have to be at the table, very clear what we know and what we don't know.
This is important for the country to know. So when I asked the question, when the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't get it, and I asked you if it was a guess or a lie, you said you don't know. You said you think it was hope. So what we do know is it wasn't the truth. So they were either guessing, lying, or hoping and communicating that information to the citizens of this country.
We should play Living on a Prayer. That's what Berg says. We hoped. Oh, you didn't say that at the time, see, when you were lying to people, when you were pimping this poison to people. You didn't say that at the time. So you got Birx, you got Redfield, former CDC director, you got Walensky, current CDC director, you got the FDA chief, the guy who wears a bow tie, looks about as trustworthy as a used car salesman. All these folks, Dr. Operation Warp Speed, Dr. Operation Warp Brain, Biden, goes on and on and on, right? You folks listen to the Lollipop Guild. Mayor Fauci, remember him?
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Mayor Fauci.
Mayor of the Munchkin City.
Mayor of the Munchkin City. You listen to Dr. Fauci, you listen to these people, what happened? Where did it get you? Where did it get you? You know what it got you. For the folks who aren't sick, you're certainly looking over your shoulder. Plain and simple. From this theater, this medical theater that we live in. It's not even real. It's fucking pretend. We've told you on here so many different things. One, masks don't work. That was spring of 2020. We said that. Spring of 2020. Can you imagine? We said in March and April of 2020 that this was a ploy, a double-headed ploy. One, to reduce fertility because these elites are worried about the world's population. One, to fuck with fertility in men and women. And two, to sell a vaccine for something that doesn't need a vaccine. About money. And presumably this so-called vaccine was going to harm people. But everybody ran. Jesus Christ. Super COVID stars. Everybody's medical Jesus. Fauci was the medical. I mean, it's fucking embarrassing what happened. You couldn't get sick. If you were vaccinated, you couldn't spread. If you're vaccinated, you couldn't go to the hospital. You couldn't die. Oh, my. Boy. And these people aren't in fucking jail yet?
Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned. Why you choose to divide for time in such a strange land? If you'd come today, you would have reached the whole nation.
Yeah, you reached the whole nation about 60%. You poisoned. Sorry. There's plenty of people. Some will make it, some won't. I mean, that's the philosophy. I've heard it many times from the FDA folks. And they were dishing more dirt, and I don't know how long that's going to last. We had a very interesting hot wire. That's the largest level on pain.tv. We appreciate the subscribers on there. You're definitely throwing the content at you. I hope you're putting it to good use, of course. It's stunning what has happened here. Over the weekend, Jim Brewer, the comedian, has a new comedy special out, and he launched it by just vicious takedown of this whole scheme, whole CoronaCon that I've talked about so many times and joked about, and it's refreshing to see somebody tear the shit out of this. you think about your friends at the top. Well, tell me what you think about your friends at the top. Let's go to Jim Brewer. Let's see what he thinks about our friends at the top. Let's go to the videotape.
Is there, there's still people going, you're not really going out in public indoors, are you? The Delta, the Omega, the Charlie Brown.
Stay inside. This is never ending.
Poor old people would just stay in the basement. How long am I supposed to stay there? We'll come get you in a safe. Yeah. Vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago. You got vaccinated. Got my second shot April 19th. I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated. See this bucket of virus? I'm vaccinated. I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything. I don't have to wear a mask.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What? You need a new booster.
What?
Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated? What's in the shot? It's safe. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get it. Get it. I feel like
Brewer gets some credit here because most of the other comedians out there are fucking cowards on both sides of the so-called aisle. If there are different aisles for comedians, whatever, most of them are cowards. They don't have the balls to say this stuff. They're too busy being jabbed up. I don't know if Brewer got jabbed or whatever, but he seems like he might have had one jab because he's pretty pissed off about it. And then he realized, hey, this is fucking bullshit, right? But most comedians are full of shit. They're cowards. And especially in the last couple of years, prime material here with these criminals in the government. But they refuse to criticize them because they're so-called on the same side. You're fucking stupid. And the comedy's pedestrian, right? I mean, we've made pretty good headway on here making fun of people and telling people you need to make fun of these people because they're so goddamn self-important. They don't like to be made fun of. It really bothers them, which is reason in itself, as I said, to do that. But Brewer. And for the folks on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app, you get to see Brewer's facial expressions. It's classic stuff and his mannerisms. I mean, it's just really drives it home what you're dealing with. But don't worry. No one can get sick. You can't spread it. I mean, how many times have we played that clip? We'll keep going back to that clip. It's gold. We added to it. We threw Burks on the end of it now. We'll just keep adding to it. Fuck it. We could add a lot more, but whew, I need a drink.
I'm ready for it. How. I'm out here.
some interesting stuff happening here. We're going to go back to the idiot in chief. You're coming off a big 4-day weekend at Camp David. You're fucking working real hard, this idiot. What does it matter? It's better if he's not around, right? He's like that jackass at work. When the guy wasn't at work or the gal wasn't at work and things ran smoother. The boss. Like almost a buffoon. Well, there's no doubt here this person is a fucking buffoon. You're going to see I'm going to play some clips for you here. You're going to see, and the Young Bucks plucked these clips out and I put them together. They send me the raw clips and I sit down, I go through every clip and see if I can arrange them like a puzzle piece. See which ones dovetail with one another and are not necessarily in any type of order. I just find these things interesting and they send them to me. So I've put them in a certain order and you're going to find that they do dovetail with a little narrative that I think the White House and the Biden administration is trying to stick to here. I don't think it's going to work. Looks like somebody slipped up and said a liberal world order. That's why gas prices are high. That was a slip up. That was a spokesman for, who was that? For the White House. Brian Deese, White House, Director of National Economic Council. Saying that this is all part of the liberal world order. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to the dummy. Let's go to the wax dummy himself first. Let's go to the videotape. See if I can get this right. You got to be hard on yourself, folks out there. Especially the young bucks. Expect more of yourself than anybody else can. And push yourself. Push yourself. It's okay to get mad at yourself. I do it all the We'll start playing some of the clips where I throw stuff around. No, we won't. Maybe. Let's go to the videotape.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes. So Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Sustainable. What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years. This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
And again, that second video was Deese laying out the narrative, the White House narrative, while Biden is fucking around, as usual, playing hooky. And then we have the continuation of that narrative that started late last week. Biden climate advisor Gina McCarthy bragging about putting the wood to you. Just like Biden, as long as it takes. I mean, you understand? It's not going to work. As long as it takes doesn't work. It never has worked in this country. They tried it with the vaccine mandates. It didn't work, and it's not going to work. Eventually, there's going to be trouble. You know, people don't understand. The Biden administration just doesn't understand. We have friends working in the IRS. And people in the IRS tell me people are not paying their taxes. They're saying, fuck you, I'll get to it when I get to it, if you get it at all. Not that they even can keep up in the IRS. They're years behind. But the number of returns, so to speak, that have come in are down in the last year. So, okay, you can soak me at the gas pump, but when it comes time to so-called pay you, fuck you, I'll get around to it. Do something about it. So, that's why I'm saying it doesn't work. It doesn't always work. There are different ways that people say, fuck you, King George. Fuck you, King Joe. I'm not playing your game. Let's go to the videotape.
We have opportunities now to transfer to clean energy in a way that grows thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. We just had a recent report that was put out that's showing all of the energy and the employment stats from last year. Clean energy is winning. Fossil fuels losing jobs. We're gaining them every step of the way.
Well, they can sugarcoat it all they want, but like I said, at some point, rubber's going to meet the road, no matter how much gasoline is. You pour some sugar on me, pour some sugar on it. Doesn't mean it's going to be a slide down the pallet, so to speak. A lot of jokes there. It's a family show, for fuck's sake, so we'll skip them. the second half of the year kickoff. We call 4th of July halftime around here. Well, now it's the third quarter. The Supreme Court comes out with one decision, you understand? Supposedly to guide the rest of the country. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's just the way it is. As laws and precedents are interpreted. Again, I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the way it is. But it makes no difference. To a communist regime like Biden and his friends, they're not going to listen to these stinking laws. This is why I say to you, why should you fucking listen to any laws? Why you get wrapped up about what the fucking Supreme Court's doing? Who gives a flying fuck what the Supreme Court's doing? Did I say this was a family show or what? I meant it. The only people profiting out here are the people who are disregarding these laws and these regulations and these edicts. People who say, I'm fucking tired of it. Taxation without representation. I'm opting out, so to speak. Well, just like Biden's human health and human secretary, Xavier Becerra, is saying his agency is coming up with all kind of ploys to sidestep the Supreme Court's reversal. Partial reversal of Roe versus Wade. It doesn't matter. Here you have a cabinet position, Health and Human Services, which is the umbrella operation that manages, listen to this. You want to talk about a loser. This guy's a total flunky. It manages the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. Isn't there another pandemic coming? Oh my God, we're all going to die again? Shouldn't this dope be concerned about the other pandemic that's coming and we're all going to die from monkeypox and everything else? No, they're worried about finding ways to sidestep the abortion ruling from the Supreme Court. Let's go to the videotape. From my head to my feet, yeah.
What are you doing concretely in response to the court's decision to try to help women?
Well, we're working with centers like Planned Parenthood. So we are restoring funding for Title X, Family Planning Services. We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
A big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way. And I would tell you if you're recording, so I won't tell you. So
this is all on the record, yeah. Mr. Secretary.
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
What, say that again?
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Transporting women to other states.
Keep in mind that climate change is a scheme. Just like global warming was a scheme. It was proven to be a scheme, so they changed the name, because there's a lot of money in this. This is a scheme for the elites to get rich, their friends to get rich, to soak you. We have a clip here of the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, says something completely unbelievable. should really make you feel all warm and fuzzy about who's in control of the situation. Of course, he's lying through his teeth, which is what you do to become the Fed chairman to begin with. But again, this is shaping up to be a narrative, a regular narrative. We go from a do your part to save the planet, which is a joke because the folks in India and the folks in China are spewing out more poison into the environment to cancel out times 10 anything that these dopes over here think that they're doing to stop whatever the fuck they think they're stopping. Climate change. It doesn't even make any sense because it's a scheme. The other recurring theme we see is the dog ate... the dog ate my homework. A guy like Powell can sit up there and say, we didn't see this coming, inflation. How the fuck didn't the chairman of the Federal Reserve see this coming when I talked about it for years on here on the Thomas Paine podcast? Don't give me that shit, you didn't see it coming. This is all done on purpose, you understand? It's a scheme. It's a scheme, plain and simple. You have to know this. Don't believe a word these people say. It's an insult what he says. Let's go to the videotape.
One way to say it would be, I think we now understand better how little we understand about
That's
inflation.
That's not very reassuring.
No, but honestly, this was unpredicted. I was looking at our, at the time of our June meeting 1 year ago, of the 35 people who file with a survey of professional forecasters, 34 of them had inflation below 4% for last year. And of course, it was way above 4%.
Even longtime political director David Axelrod, speaking with CNN, even he doesn't hold out much hope for the Biden administration despite all these schemes and scams. Interesting analysis. Let's go right back to the video.